"Crawled up under cover and rush 'em, say I," said one. "Get out," said another. "What's cover against this here heat? Sticks to cook ye. What we got to do is go as near as the ground'll let us and then drive a trench." "Blow your trenches. You always want trenches. You ought to have been born a rabbit, Snippy." "Ain't they got any necks, then?" said a third abruptly, a little contemplative dark man smoking a pipe. I repeated my description. "Octopuses," said he. "That's what I calls 'em. Talk about fishers of men. Fighters of fish it is this time." "It ain't no murder-killing beast like that," said the first speaker. "Want to shell the darn things, stride off and finish 'em," said the little dark man. "You can't tell what they might do." "Where's your shells?" said the first speaker. "There ain't no time. Do it in a rush, that's my tip, and do it at once." So they discussed it. After a while I left them and went on to the railway station to get as many morning papers as I could. But I will not weary the reader with a description of that long morning and of the longer afternoon. I did not succeed in getting a glimpse of the common, for even Horsell and Chobham church towers were in the hands of the military authorities. The soldiers I addressed didn't know anything. The officers were mysterious as well as busy. I found people in town quite secure again in the presence of the military, and I heard for the first time from Marshall, the tobacconist, that his son was among the dead on the common. The soldiers had made the people on the outskirts of Horsell lock up and leave their houses. I got back to lunch about 2, very tired, for as I've said, the day was extremely hot and dull, and in order to refresh myself, I took a cold bath in the afternoon. About 4:30, I went up to the railway station to get an evening paper, for the morning papers had contained only a very inaccurate description of the killing of Stent, Henderson, Ogilvy, and the others. But there was little I didn't know. The Martians did not show an inch of themselves. They seemed busy in their pit, and there was a sound of hammering and an almost continuous streamer of smoke. Apparently they were busy getting ready for a struggle. "Fresh attempts have been made to signal, but without success," was the stereotyped formula of the papers. A sapper told me it was done by a man in a ditch with a flag on a long pole. The Martians took as much notice of such advances as we should of the lowing of a cow. I must confess, the sight of all this armament, all this preparation, greatly excited me. My imagination became belligerent and defeated the invaders in a dozen striking ways. Something of my schoolboy dreams of battle and heroism came back. It hardly seemed a fair fight to me at that time. They seemed very helpless in that pit of theirs.